Daily News via remote. I'm Laurel Berman. More than 842,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, while the number of infections Sunday hit the milestone of 25 million cases and continues to rise. The U.S. has nearly a quarter of the world's cases, while Brazil and India together make up far more than a quarter. Russia, which ranks fourth, is almost at a million cases. South Korea has reported 299 new cases of the coronavirus as officials placed limits on dining at restaurants and closed fitness centers and after-school academies in the greater capital area to slow the spread of the disease. The 17th consecutive day of triple-digit daily increases brought the national caseload to nearly 20,000, including 323 deaths. Mainland China reported 9 new confirmed cases of coronavirus Saturday, all of them imported, the National Health Commission said on Sunday, meaning there were no locally transmitted infections for a record 14th straight day. The number of imported cases found in people traveling into the country from overseas was the same as a day earlier. Berlin police ordered a protest by people opposed to Germany's pandemic restrictions to disband after participants refused to observe social distancing rules. Brazil plans to officially announce Tuesday the extension of an aid payment program designed to help people weather the economic damage of the novel coronavirus pandemic. A government official said this weekend, President Jair Bolsonaro has previously stated that the aid payments, which are due to expire this month, will be renewed through the end of the year. However, a planned announcement last Tuesday was delayed after disagreements about the form of future payments and related benefits arose between the economy minister and Bolsonaro. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's president has appointed a Council for National Reconciliation, which will have final say on whether the government will sign a peace deal with the Taliban after what are expected to be protracted and uncertain negotiations with the insurgents. The negotiations were envisioned under a U.S.-Taliban peace agreement signed in February. However, their start has been hampered by a series of delays that have frustrated Washington. Some had expected negotiations to begin earlier this month. The Afghan president issued a decree late Saturday establishing the 46-member council led by his former rival in last year's presidential election, who is now in the government. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah has come under unprecedented criticism in the wake of Beirut's massive port explosion. So far, no evidence has emerged of a direct Hezbollah role in the blast earlier this month that killed at least 180 people and caused much more devastation. But the Iranian-backed Shiite force is the most powerful faction in Lebanon's politics, and it and its allies formed the outgoing government. In the eyes of many Lebanese, that makes the group complicit in the deeply entrenched corruption, mismanagement, and neglect that many blame not only for the explosion, but for driving Lebanon into economic collapse. Belarus's government has cracked down hard on the news media, deporting some foreign journalists from the country and revoking the accreditation of many Belarusian journalists. Two Moscow-based Associated Press journalists covering the recent protests in the country were deported to Russia on Saturday. In addition, the AP's Belarusian journalists were told by the government that their press credentials had been revoked. The AP said it decries the move as blatant attack on press freedom. Protests in Belarus began after the August 9th election that officials say gave President Alexander Lukashenko a sixth term. Protesters say the election results were rigged and are demanding that Lukashenko resign after 26 years in power. Thousands of Shiite Muslims marched amid tight security in the streets of Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, Saturday. They were gathering to commemorate Ashura, the festival of mourning for the 7th century martyrdom of Imam Hussein, a grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Tight security measures were imposed and guards could be seen searching the mourners at the procession. Meanwhile, Iraqi Shiite Muslim worshippers self-flagellated in the holy city of Karbala, ignoring calls to stay home as COVID-19 spreads, to perform an annual mourning ritual on the 9th day of the Islamic month of Muharram. Ashura commemorates the 7th century slaying of Prophet Muhammad's grandson.